Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Technically Short. In this episode, I talk about the first step towards calling. I talk a little bit about the passion is the first step towards calling, when I realized I was passionate about something, and how pursuing your passion requires sacrifice. And then I sprinkle in some of my thoughts on pursuing the air quoted wrong things. So if that interests you, keep on listening, get your notepad out, and let me know what you think of this episode. Before we dive in, I want to ask you to send me a message. If you have any questions, or you want me to talk on a particular topic, or you just want to say some encouraging words, you can do so on Instagram or via the email that is listed in the show notes of this episode. Thank you, and let's dive in. Okay, let's get into this. This is the first step towards calling. That's what we're talking about today. Before we dive into that, though, I want to ask you to drop a follow on Instagram or on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, just so you don't miss any episode. And then, you know, you can hear me all the time. You know, who wouldn't want that, you know? So let's talk about passion, which is the first step towards calling. We kind of talked about this with Leah, and then we also talked about it with Rob, where we talked about passion as a potential first step. And I would personally argue that passion isn't maybe not always the place to start. Like we talked about how as Christians, we believe that you should start with Jesus if you don't know where to start. I do believe, though, if you're passionate about something and you know you're passionate about it, or maybe you don't know you're passionate about it, but there's something that you keep going back to, and then you realize it's a passion, that might be an indication that it's something you should be pursuing. So, and it could also mean it's not, but you know, we're gonna dive into that. We're gonna dive into all that a little bit. I know it sounds like a lot. That might just confuse you. We're gonna cover all of it. So the point of this episode, though, is to encourage people like you, the listener, to start pursuing your passions or your calling, whatever you believe it is. The point of this episode is to get you to start. Okay? So there's three things I want to talk about in this episode. First point being, when I realized I was passionate about something, what caused me to realize that I was passionate? And then when pursuing passion, talking about how passion requires sacrifice. I'm gonna give you my thoughts on pursuing the wrong things. And in my notes, I have "wrong" in air quotes. Eventually, I want to have a video so you can see me doing air quotes because I have some thoughts on that. So let's go back to the beginning. Say, when I realized I was passionate about something, let's start there. So, you know, I've told the story before about Nicomachean ethics. And if you don't remember that whole story, you can go back and listen to a previous episode where I talked about it, that with Leah. And this was just a smaller piece in a larger puzzle that I might not have talked about before. But if you know me, you've heard this story before, most likely. This is something for a little bit more backstory, I found that book through a PewDiePie video and through one of his book reviews, and I thought it was interesting, so I bought the book that day, and I still haven't finished the book. It's so dense, but it's like it makes you think. So like Aristotle makes you think so much. It makes, and I love being able to think in different ways, and being shown how you can think in different ways. And I keep going back to it. I have it on my table, on my other desk. I have like three desks in my room. I have it on my other desk right now because I'm working on getting through this. I'm going to this time. I'm speaking it. Like I'm going to get it through it this time because I want to know what is in the book that I haven't gotten to yet. But I kept going back to it. You can hear my voice. Like you can hear it in my voice, how passionate I am about like just understanding how people think. That's what the point of this book, a big chunk of that book, is understanding how people think and why they do the things that they do. That's the biggest chunk of that, one of the biggest chunks of that book. And I'm going off on a tangent. So I didn't know why I was going back at the beginning. In the beginning, I just found it really interesting, you know, and I was consistent with that. And that's, I think that's an indication that maybe you're passionate about something, is that you start being extremely consistent with it, and you find it exciting whenever you get into it. It's consistently exciting. That along with the feeling that I was meant for something bigger eventually led me to want to be a life coach. And there's a lot in between that, but we don't need to dive into all of that in this episode. You've heard me say before that I want to be a life coach. And like, I realized, like, as I was preparing for this episode, like as I was writing my notes, like I realized that I was, like, it's funny. it's really funny. I realized that I was passionate about people way after I was passionate about understanding how they think. I'm going to say that again because it might have been confusing. And this isn't going to be how everybody works. But for me, I was passionate about people after I was passionate about understanding how they think. And I think that's a pretty logical progression for me. Because... like I used to be, like one of my biggest fears used to be people. And I didn't really think about it till now, you know, till like these last few days when I was preparing for this episode. But I didn't really think about it till now that I was passionate about understanding how people think, because like I didn't know what people were thinking, and I didn't understand, and I was scared of what they were thinking of me. And like, it's so nuts how you can just be like a 180 can happen in your life, in your mindset, just by, being surrounded by the right people, AKA get in church. I realized like once I got more of an understanding, I started to care more. It frustrated me that so many people want to start doing big things with their lives, me included, but they don't know how. It frustrated me that so many people want to do big things with their lives, but they don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. And so they just don't. I never understood that. Like, they'll chalk it up to a pipe dream, and that's where it'll stop. So it became my purpose to not only help some people who want to do something greater, who are willing to do what it takes. If all it takes is a push and some new understanding, mindsets, habits, etc., like I'm down for that. Like I've grown to love to learn how to do the. I've grown to love how to do these things, and I've grown to love like how to teach these things to anyone. Like, I want you to be the best you can be so that you can serve those whom you've been called to serve with your calling. Like, if this interests you, you know, shoot me a message and let's talk. Like, and I already told you, my email is in the show notes. So, okay, so let's move on to the next point. We just talked about when I realized I was passionate about something. So now I want to dive into like that, how pursuing passion requires sacrifice. And like that might be sacrificing your money, your time. What I believe is the biggest one is your comfort. And this is, I think, where people stop. This is why a lot of people stop, is because pursuing something that you're truly passionate about should be uncomfortable. And when people get uncomfortable, they decide not to pursue it because they want to stay in their box. They want to stay comfortable. And inadvertently, that just causes you not to grow. So like the things I've sacrificed is like time I've spent with friends in order to take the time to improve myself in the ways that needed to be done. Like I decided there was many times where I have either because of budget or because of me wanting to just budget my time so I can work on my podcast or my business or whatever, what have you, on personal growth, because I want to better myself. Whenever I could work out, there was time when I wanted to get to the gym. And like other times, like money for me is like in order to make the financial investments in my health and in my pursuit of knowledge and wisdom so that I can continue to grow and continue to provide wisdom and information to the people that I've been called to serve. Like I want to invest money into buying the books that I can read so I can grow. And I want you to do that too. I want you to be like, you should be reading books. I think I've talked about that enough in another episode, but you should be reading books. I know people say they're not readers, but this is such a great way to improve. And also listening to podcasts. But if you're listening to podcasts, you should be taking notes if that's all you're doing. If you're not reading books, and comfort. I talked about comfort. Like for me, it's like you know, to pursue something greater than yourself, you can't do whatever you want to do. You can't do what everyone else is doing, and like. For me, sacrificing my comfort a lot of the times means, you know, like I already said, not going out to eat with people or not just sitting in front of the TV all day and watching TV. And it's funny now, that's for me, that's starting to become uncomfortable because if I sit down and watch TV all day, I feel lazy. And then I start doing things that are productive. And now whenever I watch TV, it's because my legs just can't take me walking around and doing things anymore. So either I watch TV towards the end of the day, or I'll read my book I'll sit down and read my book, and then I'll still be doing something productive while I'm staying still. That's more of a direct example of my life, because since my legs aren't great right now. But you know, praying to God that we can get them fixed up. So, and I kind of rushed through that one, but pursuing passion requires sacrifice, right? It requires, yeah, it just requires you to be able to be okay with being uncomfortable in order to pursue and live in a calling. That's what it takes. And it's not to be discouraging. It's to just prepare you for it. You probably already know that. And I feel like it's a very common thing that people say. Like, you probably already know that it's an uncomfortable, pursuing something that is greater than you is going to be something that's uncomfortable. So I think one thing that you can be doing to maybe the reason you haven't started is because you don't want to become uncomfortable, and maybe that you didn't know that. And I want you to maybe think about those things, like what things that you could be pursuing that make you uncomfortable that you haven't started yet. Like, what are those things you haven't started, and why haven't you started them yet? And write those things down so that you can visually see, like, what do I need to be held accountable for? And then maybe reach out to a friend and be like, hey, can you keep me accountable to these things? Can you keep me accountable to X, Y, and Z? Can you take me to the gym? Can we go to the gym together so you can help me get fit? Or that you can just be at the gym with me so that I know that somebody's holding me accountable to my goals of being fit. Or we were talking about calling. So maybe you want to be reading every day. There was a while ago with a friend of mine, Andrew, shout out Andrew Regato. We read Atomic Habits together, read 10 pages every day, and we got through the book in a month, which like never happens for either of us, and it was so easy. Like, so it got, it's like, and it's especially easy because we had someone in our corner holding us accountable to them. We would go and talk about the book and talk about what we were learning. That was a tangent, but I've like, accountability is also a necessity in this, I believe too. So let's dive into the last point. We're flying in this episode. So what are my thoughts on pursuing the wrong things? Sometimes you can know immediately if something is wrong. It is the wrong thing, even before you pursue it. And I get that. However, I believe there's many times when you won't know until you start. I said it before. I put "wrong" in air quotes in my notes because there are things that are morally wrong, and then there are things that are just happen to not be the end goal of what you're actually going to be pursuing, and you have to make an audible. You have to make a change. But the only way you know you have to change from that thing is if you're actually going to start pursuing that thing. If you actually start pursuing something and you realize this isn't the end goal. I've learned what I can learn from this, and now I see something else on the horizon that I'm going to head towards, and this season of my life is over. Does that make sense? If that makes sense, awesome. If it doesn't, shoot me a message. But then, don't worry so much about pursuing the air quoted wrong thing. You start somewhere and you learn you don't wait. You learn that you don't wait for that air quoted right thing to come along, because it never will. You need to start somewhere. You start with that thing, with me, you just start with that thing that is positively triggering to you. That thing that whenever you think about it, you get excited. And maybe you're really excited about finances. Maybe you want to start a YouTube channel. Maybe you're curious about doing something and you don't know how it'll pan out. And you haven't started yet because you don't know how it'll pan out. And it's funny because you will never know how it will pan out if you don't do it. So this, my encouragement is to start, because you don't know if it's the right thing and you don't know if it's the wrong thing. The only way to know that is if you start, is if you dive in and go for it. You don't know enough in the beginning. If you're like me and you're someone who is sometimes too introspective, there will never be anything that will 100% meet your standards in the beginning. You don't know enough. You don't know enough. You just need to point yourself in a direction and start walking. You just need to start walking, and eventually you're going to start running in a direction. And with me, I know where I'm heading, and maybe one day I'll have to make an audible and say life coaching is not the thing, but it taught me, but pursuing life coaching taught me so much. And now I'm heading in this direction. Maybe that's what my life has for me. But as of right now, life coaching is my goal. And if that changes, that changes. But the only way that's going to change is if it's clear. That's when it has to be clear. If you're going to make an audible, you're going to leave something. At that point, you do want to be sure. So guys, I hope this episode, I hope all of this made sense. That's kind of where I'm going to end it off. Because this episode was really about the first step towards calling. And I really hope, because this is something I'm passionate about, so I really hope that you got some value out of this episode. I really hope you got some value out of these things that I'm saying, and hopefully they're not just things that I'm saying, but they're things that you're taking to heart. If there's some things that you want me to dive a little bit further on, I'm going to say it again. You can send me a message. You can send me an email. If something didn't make sense, you want me, again, send me a message or an email. And let's have a discussion on it, or maybe I can make an episode directly about that, because I would love to make an episode go diving into one of these topics even further. But without further ado, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Technically Short. If you haven't already, go ahead, review, follow, and share this episode out on all your social medias. It would be greatly appreciated. And if you would like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, that really does help the algorithm out to get this get this episode, get the podcast in front of more eyeballs to potentially be listened to, and so we can affect more lives. So guys, thank you, and I will see you next time.